Revelation chapter 16. Verse 1, And I heard a great voice out of the temple, saying to the seven angels, Go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. Verse 3, And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, Thou art a righteous, O Lord, which art and wast, and shalt be, because thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another out of the altar say, Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which had power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. Hold there at the first four. I want to read them in sequence like that, because I don't know, when I read these, I really feel like there's a very tight sequence. They go out, there are seven of them, and they all go out, and he's shown them in sequence. But this might all come down all at once, or in relatively short order. You know, if the trumpets were pretty tight, I think the vials will be even tighter, as far as time frame goes, but, you know, could be wrong about that, of course. The seventh trumpet sounded earlier in the book, almost in exact sequence with this, because, and I've never really settled this in my mind, and I guess I'm sort of settling it now. And because, you know, like I said, I've gone over it a lot of times, I've sort of marinated in it, but I tell you the truth, I haven't given it a lot of deep thought. Over the years, I've been steeped in Revelation, and it's just so familiar to me. And now I'm trying to explain it and think about, what does this mean? And, you know, and I've always drawn this sort of correlation between the seventh trumpet and the seventh vial, because when the seventh vial is poured out, there are voices and thunders and lightnings and an earthquake and great hail. But you could have the same events occurring at the end of the trumpet, at the end of the vial. Same effects, right? And as my thought was that, you know, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ at the seventh trumpet. And the two witnesses are raised at about the same time, and great fear falls on them. So I can't see this stuff happening before the seventh trumpet, or much before it. But in a sense, I could see it all happening at the same time as the seventh trumpet. Because the seventh trumpet might not actually be like a single, you know, you might think of it as like, okay, the seventh trumpet hits, and that's like a moment in time, like a second. But the seventh trumpet itself may encompass all these events, and it may last hours or days. Just as like the hail and fire mingle with blood and those kind of things, you will recognize it in a moment of time. But for them all to play out may take some time. So I guess the way I would come down on this is that these events all occur as part of the seventh trumpet. Earlier in the book, it just occurred to me how it says, But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God shall be finished, which he hath declared to his servants the prophets. So, at the beginning, so there's a sort of like, he begins to sound, but the voice of that trumpet might continue, you know, prophetically speaking. And then when the end of that is, the seventh angel sounded, and there's all this text in chapter 11 at the end there. You know, the two witnesses rise, the seventh angel sounds, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders fall down before the throne. They fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, "We give thee thanks, Lord God Almighty, which art and was and shall be, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come in the time of the dead." There's a lot that goes on in the seventh trumpet. And the temple of God is open in heaven. And there was seen in the temple the ark of his testament, and there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail. And at the end of the seventh vial, there's the same, there's lightnings and thunders and an earthquake in slightly different order here, but it's the same stuff. It doesn't say that necessarily this is a sequence. There was a voice, then thunder, then lightning. I see this stuff all happening at the same time, and I see it as like a marker prophetically where you are, this great earthquake. You know, the wrath of God happens, I suppose, between the beginning of the sounding of the trumpet and when the trumpet is finished sounding. When the seventh trumpet is finished sounding, you see the lightnings and thunderings and earthquake and great hail, and you also see it at the end of the vial. So I think that that's sort of like the best I can do as far as bringing it all together. The vials occur within the seventh trumpet. Thy wrath is come, the time of thy wrath. And this is that wrath spoken of. Because after this, his wrath is filled up. It's totally, you know, these things fulfill all the wrath of God. There is no wrath left over to be visited on the earth at that point. So the first vial, or bowl, as it's often translated, I like, kind of like vial. I've gotten used to the King James. I like the way the King James talks. I like that it's, I like the sound of vile. For me, it has a nice ring mentally. So there falls a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, upon them which worshipped his image. You'll notice that the vials are poured out in sequence in the same way the trumpets are blown. The first is hail and fire mingled with blood, and they are cast on the earth. And the second is the sea. The third is the rivers and fountains of waters. The fourth is the sun. The sun and the moon smitten in the trumpets, I mean. And here it is, the sun again. But, so there's a noisome and grievous sore that falls upon the man which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. And the second angel poured his out on the sea, and it becomes as the blood of a dead man. And every living soul died in the sea. Whatever's in the sea is finished at that point. Every living soul. Now, whether that should be interpreted as just like wiping out all sea life, or just meaning all the people who are in the sea are slain there, is, you know, a point which I wouldn't debate. The third angel pours out his vial on the rivers and fountains of waters, and they become blood. And I like what the angel says. He says,